BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
That music really scares me because it suggests that something good's about to happen. And then it's just me. Hello. Good morning. It's Monday. How are you? This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Grimmy's off all this week. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Wow, I'm so sunburnt from yesterday. What a scorcher.
You seemed really unimpressed with me when I said...
Oh, I have a barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, because the weather was good.
Seriously, it wasn't. It was like hazy sunshine at best where we live.
So what did you do? Did you just stay in? Yeah, because you're the kind of person who resents sunshine in this country.
I think this country is ridiculous for sunshine. That's why. It's like, it's not even sunny, seriously. Okay, it's 18 degrees. Let's all get out and have a barbecue, yeah?
That's what I'm saying.
However, last night I got home, I went out shopping, and my neighbour was having a barbecue, and I was like, I hate this, because stop wearing shorts, it's not even hot. But... it smells amazing.
Yeah.
It did smell really good.
Well, that must be the worst for your little protest, mustn't it? When you can smell the food.
But you know what? People who live in actual countries with good weather laugh at people like us because our weather's crap. And it's like, like if they saw us in our shorts and sandals because it's 10 degrees outside, they would lol.
I don't care.
Did you have a barbecue yesterday?
It was lovely.
Oh, God, you did as well. I bet lots of our listeners have barbecues. I'm sure they smell amazing, and I'm sure they taste great. And a bike ride,
I don't know why you've got to mention this.
You put it on Twitter.
No, honestly, there's no need. I knew that was a mistake, and it wasn't me who put it on Twitter, it was someone else.
Right, okay.
You shouldn't have been snooping.
Right. You've changed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so stuff has been happening while you've been asleep. Here's Chris to tell you about it.
It has. I've got to be honest. It's been a slow weekend from what I've seen, from what the papers are reporting and stuff like that. But Coachella, is go, go, go. R. Kelly turned up during Phoenix's set.
Right.
I don't know more on this at the moment. I'm not fully across Coachella.
I saw that Rita Ora had tweeted that Grimmy was in her dressing room and she had a lampshade on her head.
Right, so there's a lot of this. So also spotted Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, Katy Perry, Rita Ora, Alexa Chung and Nick Grimshaw.
Yes.
Katy Perry tweeted, herbal tea and jacuzzi, hashtag adult Chella. I think that seems to be the vibe of sort of what's going on there, you know?
Right. I imagine that, like, Grimmy's probably in a hot tub with Katy Perry and Rita Ora right now.
Yeah.
That's how he rolls.
Coachella, yeah.
Coachella, yeah.
Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift have been riding roller coasters at Disneyland together.
That's a weird one.
They're saying nothing to see here. Just two pop stars riding a roller coaster,
nothing to see. I don't think there is. They just get on. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
However it is, she will write a song about you, just saying.
And probably vice versa.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling has apparently told his girlfriend Eva Mendes to stop walking around naked at home. Now, I don't understand how a paper can know this.
Yeah.
But that's what they're claiming.
And also, why would you? It's Eva Mendes.
Jedward have tweeted Danny Minogue and vice versa. She tweeted asking when they are in Oz. Now, I don't know if that would be to sort of prepare...
Just to warn her, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Or if it's that she wants
to. So she can leave the country.
Yeah.
And what did they put back?
Oh, I can't quite remember. Good research from
good,
me.
Good, really good. Well done.
Anyway, I'm across it all.
Good morning.
Harry Styles is too shy to ask girls out.
Really?
Odd one, this one. Louis from One Direction apparently is the wingman and sets it all up.
Here's the thing, though. You get to a point of famousness where he will never have to ask a girl out ever. Will he?
Well, there must come a point where you have to.
No, I don't think so.
Well, how do you do it? Someone does it for you?
Either someone does it for you, or you just think, well, I'm Harry Styles, so actually they will come to you. It's not going to be... That's not going to be a problem.
Really?
No, really not.
At some point, it probably will, though.
I don't think so.
And also...
Because you can say, I used to be Harry Styles.
Oh, right,
remember
okay.
Remember me? Hello, the one from One Direction?
Yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah. But that's basically it. That's all the kind of news that's been going on. Not loads, but hopefully as the week goes on, there'll be more.
My favourite tweet this weekend was from Dougie off McFly.
Saying what?
You know when they get your name wrong, when they ask you for your name in the coffee shop? They say
yes.
on the cup?
Yeah.
Strong one from Dougie's local coffee shop. Dogger.
Oh,
was the,
really?
Was the one, yeah, yeah. Also, a lot of people saying they saw Storage Hunters at the weekend, thanks to our recommendation on Friday, which
yeah.
is good.
Seen so many tweets about that.
Yeah, loads. A lot of people saying that Storage Wars is better, and a lot of people saying that they're all actors and it's all made up. Don't ruin it for me!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to play Real or No Real, and here is today's contestant. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Scott.
This is weird.
Hello, Scott.
What, two people with the name Scott? Not that weird.
I don't know if this should be allowed. I don't know why. Well, I suppose it's fine, isn't it? It's just... Well, it's going to be confusing throughout this game.
Are you more worthy than me to have the name Scott, are you?
No, I don't think that's the case. I just mean that it's going to be confusing throughout this game, having to go Scott or Scott, and it's fine. Let's just see what happens.
Let's crack on. So you're 22, you're from Peterborough.
Yep.
And what's your actual job?
I work with the Red Arrows, or for the Red Arrows.
Whoa.
What do you do for them?
I refuel them. And
yes.
And move all the parts around the country, wherever they go.
So do you go around the world as well?
Sometimes. All depends, really. All depends what the job role is.
That is an awesome job.
Is that really your job, or do you just use that in a club situation?
Well, I mean... You know, but I do work for them. I am in the RAF, and I do work for them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that from now on. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I refuel the Red Arrows. Yeah,
yeah, man.
It's no biggie. Okay, you ready to play Real or No Real?
I am.
Let's do it! Today, because of something that I'm going to announce after 8, it's a film special, Scott.
Ooh.
Are you any good at films? Do you know about them?
Well, not too bad. I mean, I haven't seen any recently, but I should be all right.
Can you remember the last film you saw? I know.
Put me on the spot.
You're as good as we are at films. I saw Skyfall.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, I saw that, actually, when I was in Afghan last.
Oh, sure, yeah.
With the Red Arrows.
Yeah, no, the Red Arrows didn't go there, but I was out there, and Daniel Craig came over.
Did he?
Whoa!
He did, yeah.
I remember when this happened, actually. I remember reading about this in the paper. That's pretty cool.
No, well, he came over just for the day, done a little question and answer session, and then said, basically, here's my film. Have a look.
He introduced Skyfall live.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And then we watched on a big screen.
It sounds tricky, though, because it sounds like you don't know much about films. Did you know who he was?
Of course he is. James Bond.
He was everywhere, really, weren't he? He was all over Facebook and everywhere, all over the news. So I did have an idea who he was.
Imagine if you turn up and like, don't know.
Who?
Okay, so they're all about films, but are they real or no real? That's for you two to work out. Scott against Chris, let's go.
In Men in Black, the MIB originally stood for Men in Blue, but Will Smith had it changed, stating he looked better in a black suit.
I'm sure Men in Blue is a phrase used for policemen. I might be wrong with that.
Boys in Blue.
Oh, is it the Boys in Blue?
Yeah.
But I'm thinking with this Men in Black thing, I mean, I suppose it makes sense, because Will Smith must call the shot on all these kind of films.
And black always looks better than blue. It just looks really smart.
What are you saying, Scott?
I mean, I am a big fan of Will Smith, and I do think he would do that sort of thing. It does sound like it'd speak up and say that sort of thing and have it how he wants it.
So imagine he's there on set in the blue suit, and he's like, guys, this is not working for me. Get me a black one immediately. I'm Will Smith.
No, yeah, definitely. That sounds just like him.
No, I don't
know him.
I don't think this is real just because of the song. If you think of the Will Smith song, Men in Black.
Here come the men in blue.
And then it's very there's less words that rhyme with blue.
Mm.
Good point, eh? I'm going to say with this one, I'm going to say no real.
I'm going real.
That one is no real.
Mm. Gutted.
Very.
Could be a sequel, though.
Next!
Bradley Cooper is a massive sandwich fan, but is so keen to cut out the carbs that he makes his sandwiches by cutting a grape in half and inserting an almond.
They do have weird diets, these Hollywood people, but I've never heard of that one. Scott?
No, I've never heard of anything like that before, but he looks very into his fitness and very healthy, so I can imagine that's the sort of thing he might do.
Yeah, it doesn't look like bread is a friend of his.
No.
Technically, though, it's not a sandwich, is it? I mean, I would have thought a sandwich is two slices of bread. Unless I'm missing something here.
Not in LA.
It might not be what he wants to eat, but his dietitian or whatever he's training for the film might make him eat it.
They have really strict diets.
Yeah, I'm going real.
Wow, I think this is too far. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
It is.
Surely.
Yes, it is. It's got
to
be.
See? You need to get yourself to LA. Yeah,
that's a joke.
You'll be on grapes and almonds in no time. Egg white omelettes will be on.
I'm so disappointed in it.
You want to try it for me lunch today?
Do it. Oh. It's just a grape and an almond. That's all it is. And next,
Batman actor Christian Bale's mother was a circus clown, and the actor's first kiss was with an acrobat named Barter.
Do you know what? I can believe this. Why are you laughing so much?
I just think it's ridiculous that his mum was a circus clown. He's Batman.
Well, why? He's an entertainer. Exactly, he's Batman. You know, the whole premise of Batman is that he's maybe an evil clown or
it's
a
not the same.
Clown.
She's like, smell my flower.
Well, he's... Okay.
Look at my funny shoes.
I mean, Batman is taken very seriously, but it is a man in a bat outfit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't think that can be true. I think it's a bit strange.
Do you, though? Because I'm thinking this is real, because his mum was an entertainer, probably the family were entertainers. I think I'm going to go real on this one.
Yeah, I might go real again. I've gone real on my all three, and I've gone...
That one is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And next,
Gwyneth Paltrow's 2002 Oscar acceptance speech was so long that she was able to thank her plumber.
They do go on these things, don't they?
Oh my God, that one really did. You know when the music wells up and that's your cue to get off the stage? She wasn't taking any notice of it.
What was this for? Do we know?
Why would she be thanking a plumber, though?
Well, because she will have an array of staff. And maybe the plumber helped her in some way for Shakespeare in Love, which I understand was the film that she got it for.
Was the plumber in the film?
I don't think so.
No?
But was it filmed in a house or a hotel? I don't know. Was she up in a hotel? I don't know.
I mean, I've definitely seen films with plumbers in before, but I don't think it was Shakespeare in Love.
But yeah. I'm just trying to work out why the plumber would be involved. Is she dating the plumber?
No, she's married to Chris Martin off Coldplay.
Oh, right.
Not in the film.
No. Scott, what are you saying? Real or no real?
I'm going no real on that one.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Shocking. And next.
Oscar-winning actress Anne Hathaway will not be making any more films in 2013 and is instead concentrating on making an urban music album, which is rumoured to feature Lil Wayne.
Anne Hathaway got back in the charts lately, didn't she, with one of the Les Mis songs?
Mm, yeah, that's right.
I couldn't tell you what she looks like. I remember this is one of the ones I got wrong in that actors quiz that we did.
You wouldn't know Anne Hathaway if she stood up in your soup.
Absolutely not. But doing an urban album, it's a change of direction.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but she's already been in the charts.
You think it's believable that she'd have an urban...
No, I mean Lil Wayne, like... They're not the same personalities, are they? They're completely different.
I think there's been weirder collaborations.
Like who?
Enrique Iglesias and Khalees.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder and Blue.
Yeah,
that was a weird one. I saw that on the big reunion the other day.
I still can't see it.
So you can't see Anne Hathaway moving away from opera and going into the world of rap?
No, not at all.
Is Les Mis opera?
Yes, no.
It's jazz hands, isn't it?
Musical.
Yeah, it's a musical more than an opera, isn't it?
Real or no real, Anne Hathaway rapping with Lil Wayne?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yeah. Well, Scott, at the end of that, you scored...
You scored 40, Scott. I scored 30. You win.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. You won.
But you win...
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh.
But it's been really good to have you on.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, that Mila Kunis interview was a month ago now?
Yeah, about a month ago. Beginning of March, wasn't it?
Yeah. You were petrified. A lot of the world has seen that video now on YouTube.
I was just saying about this video in the studio. Like, I don't remember. Like, when I look back on it, it was like it's someone else. I've seen the video. But it's
definitely
like,
you.
It is definitely me, but I don't remember sitting down in there or anything.
Is it a blur?
Well, it is a bit, yeah.
So she liked the interview. She came across really well because she'd been answering questions all day about the film and she just enjoyed something a bit different.
I should get back to the proper
question. Why? This is such a better conversation.
Are you serious?
talk about this movie?
Yeah.
Let me just give you answers that I know you're going to ask. So I play a character named Theodora. She's the youngest out of the three witches. She's very naive. She's very sweet, actually. You see, what happens is she's the first character that Oz meets when he lands in this magical world. She falls madly in love with him. He breaks her heart. And
I like it. The publicist like steps in and like, you should really answer questions about the film.
Like,
really? This is boring. So that went viral. It was incredible. Like, we just watched it go up and up and up the views every day. And you made it to Access Hollywood. Listen to this.
By my count, Chris, you asked out Mila Kunis three times.
A gutsy move, considering Mila's currently dating Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, a gutsy move.
A gutsy move.
A gutsy move.
A gutsy move.
Oh, ridiculous.
This is one of my favorite clips.
You remind me of a young Hugh Grant.
Well, loads of people kept saying that to me in the pub.
Yeah, you remind me.
You remind me of a young Hugh Grant.
And he even went on my favourite, E! News.
The 29-year-old sat down with Chris Stark of The Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 to talk about Oz the Great and Powerful. But instead, she got invited out for a drink.
Yeah, crazy.
I found out about this about 20 minutes before I was going to meet Mila. I was less nervous when we were talking about things that we sort of both liked, like seemingly like beer.
Yeah. And you got called all sorts. In the space of a week, you were called...
Ned Cagey Whippersnapper himself, Chris Stark.
Yeah, Cagey Whippersnapper. And...
Starstruck Rookie Reporter.
Starstruck Rookie Reporter.
Yeah.
And also...
Seasoned Sniper Radio Host.
That's my favourite, Seasoned Sniper.
I don't know what any of it means.
And also, you were the subject of quite a serious debate on CNN.
There's so much authenticity to it, again,
exactly.
Right? I mean, what we want on TV is people being authentic, and he's so revealing about himself, and she's so honest about herself.
Yeah.
That's right, beautiful. His authenticity forces her to be authentic.
That's right.
They get so used to these, like, patterned, formulaic interviews that she actually illustrated. She just did it for you, one-man version of it.
Yeah.
That some odd character who swings a hard left-hand turn brings the real person out.
That was like eight blokes. Eight blokes sat around a table debating it. It's like, really?
Oh, they don't understand.
I really wish we'd planned it that much. So here's the thing. This is the news. I want to send you to do another interview. There's a Hollywood star in town this week, and I'd like you to go and see them. Last time, really not prepared, and look how well it went. This time, I'm going to give you a little bit more prep. Okay,
but you're not going to tell me who it is.
Well,
this is what you're saying.
Not really, no, because it went so well last time with you. If I tell you, you're just... I don't think it'll go as well. So, this week, I'm going to send you to see three films, okay?
Right.
You know what you like with films. You can't remember anyone. You don't know any actors or actresses. You've never seen many films.
Well, it's just not my interest, really.
Yeah. In one of those three films that I'm sending you to see is the star that you're going to interview later this week.
Oh, wow.
All right. So that's a bit more prep than you had before. A little bit.
So I'll be able to narrow it down?
Kind of, yes. But all three of these films have big, big stars in.
So it's definitely someone... It's someone big.
It's someone big. And last time you didn't believe me. I was like, it's going to be someone big, and you thought it was going to be like a cleaner or a dog or something.
But this is the thing. I believe you can get hold of these people now.
Yeah. So I need you to go and see a film after the show today.
It starts today.
So film one that you're going to go and see might be the person that you're going to interview later this week. Up for it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you the film in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Showbiz.
This is ridiculous.
A gutsy move.
Oh, it's...
Hi, rookie reporter.
Why is it... The thing is, I'm just feeling anxious again. Like, that was the problem last week. At least I sort of believed that. In my head, there was a very real chance. Most of the way, I thought it was a setup and that you'd put me in a room with a chihuahua or something. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, do you know what? You can get all three Beverly Hills Chihuahua films for £8 in Asda.
I don't...
Saw that a weekend. Good. It's not a chihuahua. Is this music making you edgy?
Yeah.
No pressure. So, Chris still doesn't know any film stars. Nothing's changed. Doesn't really watch films. So this week, I'm going to send him to meet another Hollywood star. You don't know who it is, obviously. But I'm going to give you a little head start because I'm going to make you see three films this week, all
right? Right.
First one is today. So it could be any of the stars of this film. But then there's another film tomorrow and another film on Wednesday. So you've got three films to see. One of the people in one of those three films is going to be who you're interviewing.
Right.
All right? So you got a choice. Today's film is Iron Man 3. Have you seen the other two?
I've seen a bit of the first one, I think.
A bit. Did you lose interest?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to say something bad.
Yeah. Did you not enjoy it?
You
say you saw a bit.
This is
awkward.
It was a bit like a Tin Man Superman, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
Who's in that then?
Starring Gwyneth Paltrow. What do you know about her?
We talked about her last week for something. Gwyneth Paltrow is...
No, don't look her up. What do you know? Off the top of your head, what do you know?
Something about an apple.
Kid is called Apple, yeah.
Right.
What film have you been in?
I couldn't name one film that she's been in.
You told me last week a film that you've just seen with her in, which is a really old film.
Sliding Doors?
Yes.
Was she in that?
Yes. But so she passed you by the whole way through that film.
It's a really good film, that, as well.
But you didn't notice that Gwyneth Paltrow was in it?
I didn't know she was in it, no.
Anything else spring to mind about Gwyneth?
I honestly, no.
Nothing at all?
I'm trying to think, was she in Love Actually?
No. Married to someone in music?
Chris Martin.
Yes!
Yeah, okay.
Well done, eventually.
Okay, good.
So it could be Gwyneth Paltrow.
I couldn't tell you what she looks like.
You couldn't tell me what Gwyneth Paltrow looks like. Serious.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm Googling her now. Yeah, she... Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
You recognise her?
Yeah, well, I know she's really famous.
If you walked into a room and she was there, would you say, oh, it's Gwyneth Paltrow, what would you do?
I don't know.
If I didn't tell you before, would you know it was Gwyneth Paltrow?
Honestly, no. Is that, I don't mean that to sound rude. No, I honestly don't.
Oh, my God.
Why is that bad?
It could be her. Also, in Iron Man 3, could be someone you're interviewing this week. Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, I've
heard Do you know him?
Him? Yeah.
Okay, don't Google him.
Why?
What do you know? No, don't. What do you know?
Well, he's, I assume, What's been in Iron Man 1 and 2. Well, what else? I mean, I could ask the same to anyone here, couldn't I?
I mean, a lot of people won't know who he is. Would you know him if you saw him?
I would.
You would know him?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain. He has a beard. Bit older.
Yeah, he's a bit older. Previous lad.
Previous lad?
I think so. He's still a bit of a lad.
Or is that just the character in...
Possibly
he's
just
the main
the
one in Iron Man, isn't he? I'm not getting this wrong.
Because as
why
you
am
said,
I getting this confused with the De Niro? No, not De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
That's wrong.
That's someone different.
Okay.
Are you thinking of him?
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of Downey Jr., not
yeah,
De Niro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iron Man.
Been in anything else?
I assume he has been. No, I don't know. I mean, maybe that was his break.
I quite like it with you because you can't separate the character in the film from their real life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he not really...
So to you, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is Terminator and nothing else. You don't care about him. You care about him as Terminator.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. There we are. So it could be him, or it could be Gwyneth Paltrow, but it could also...
They're both big.
They're big. But it could also be someone from the other two films that I'm going to show you this week.
Okay.
All right? And we will do the interview on Thursday.
So let me get this right. So I'm going to go see the film today.
Yeah, you'll go and see Iron Man 3 today.
Cool.
So it could be Robert Downey Jr. It could be Gwyneth Paltrow.
I wasn't even aware there was an Iron Man 2, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, really? And then tomorrow you'll go and see another film and then another film on Wednesday. It's going to be one of those people from one of those three films, okay. All right? I can't wait for this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Morning, Hannah off of Somerset.
Morning.
Are you right, my love?
It's a lovely morning this morning.
In it. How are your Mendips?
I move around a bit. I'm in Plymouth this morning.
Oh, all over the southwest, baby.
Why is this? Why do you travel so much?
Well, I live in Somerset, but I'm at uni in Plymouth, so I'm currently sat in my car. I've got lectures at 9 o'clock, so you better hurry up.
All right,
so
love.
I'm just sort of like waiting, but it's fine because I can be fashionably late, so it's fine.
Of course, to a lecture.
Yeah.
I like it that you're kind of like, loads of people have been on saying that you're kind of like the tourist board almost for the southwest of England now.
Well, I do know a lot of facts about the southwest.
I know you do, love.
I can turn my hand to many a thing, you see.
Okay, good. Okay, so I made you watch another of my hidden gems on the TV at the weekend. Not too keen, were you, on Storage Hunters on Friday?
No, it was sort of middling to fair, but it wasn't great.
Over the weekend, I made Hannah watch another one of my favourites that may have passed you by on the E Channel, which is one of my personal favourite channels.
Oh, so not as readily available then?
Well, yeah, it is.
As the, as still, the one on Dave,
it's
is
on
it?
Most, I think it's on Freeview.
Oh, really?
As well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about Married to Jonas. Have you seen this? Dear. It's a whole TV show about Kevin Jonas, who's one of the Jonas Brothers, and his marriage to a lady called Danielle. And that's it.
And why have they been picked for
this format? Because the Jonas Brothers were massive, particularly in America, so it kind of focuses on their comeback last year. But mostly it's... Well, I'll let you hear. This is what happened previously.
Previously on Married to Jonas.
Where do you put it? You put it underneath the fork.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge Danny for using paper napkins.
So that's the previous episode where there's a massive drama going on in the Jonas household about whether they should use paper napkins or not.
Right.
And she's not going to judge. Hannah, what episode did you watch?
Well, I watched that one and the one after. But can I just say, like, I've got a bit of an issue with this, Scott.
Okay, good.
Like, I loved the programme.
You did?
However, yeah, I loved it. However, it was on at 4:30 in the morning, and that's just not a sociable time for me, you know? So we had to record it, but I just want to know, what are you up to at 4:30 in the morning to be awake watching this sort of thing?
Very good point.
It's actually on at various times, Hannah. It's not always on at 4:30.
Well, I'm hoping so, because I looked at the timetable this weekend and it was only on at 4:30 in the morning, The times that I looked, so I had to record it. But I did enjoy it. I loved it, in fact.
Did you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's like a definite 9 out of 10.
No
if
way.
It, like, if it moves up to like 12:30 lunchtime, I'll make it a 10 out of 10.
Do you know the reason I love it? It's a bit. Do you watch Kardashians?
Sometimes, like if it's on, I'll watch it, yeah.
It's a bit like Kardashians in that nothing exciting ever happens, but you're still glued to it.
Yeah, definitely. And don't you think, like, I really want to compare Kevin to, like, a cuddly teddy bear.
I know, he's like, cute.
Who's Kevin?
You just want to cuddle him up. I mean, bless him, he's not quite as good looking as the other two, is he?
True.
But he's done well for himself. Danielle's a nice girl. And you just, like, really just want to go up to him and cuddle him because he is lovely.
He is. Kevin is Kevin Jonas, Married to Jonas, the Jonas Brothers.
Well, it's weird because you and Hannah have a discussion. You decide what you're going to watch here, and then you two need to explain to what is going on with it.
Right, go, Hannah.
Right, so Kevin is the slightly less good-looking one of the three Jonas Brothers.
I think that's fair enough.
A famous musical act in the US and elsewhere in the world, but obviously not Britain.
Well, no, they did come on my show a few times.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, back in the day.
I never heard of them before, but they seem like nice guys.
You've never heard of the Jonas Brothers?
No.
Awesome. That makes it even better than that you watched it.
Like, yeah, I'd never heard them before, but I love it now. And I might start listening to their music as well, but it might not be quite as good as the programme.
I wouldn't go that far.
This programme, like, follows Kevin, the ugly one, and his wife, Danielle.
You can't just say the ugly one. You said before the less good-looking one, that's fine.
The less good-looking one.
Thank you.
And his wife, Danielle, who I just feel so sorry for, because she's sort of like, she's like a little fish in a big sea, you know?
How?
Well, the thing is, she sort of gets a lot of pressure from the in-laws. You know, Kevin's parents are obviously like his managers. They sort of tell him what to do. And she's under a lot of pressure. They're sort of around the family table having dinner in one of these programmes. And the parents are basically trying to plan with her when she should have a baby. And she's like, whoa. I think I'm going to decide when I have a baby around here. And there's quite a lot of pressure on her, bless her.
Mm. So back to the episode that I watched, where obviously the napkin dilemma is still continuing. It actually ran into the next episode as well. It spilled over.
Do you think that we're going to get in trouble if we use paper napkins?
Do what you want. It's your house.
I know, but when I just don't know if they'll impress.
You know what? Don't use paper napkins.
Well, because I'm...
Don't use paper napkins.
I'm using regular dishes, not paper dishes.
It's a nice dinner. It's a nicer dinner. We should be putting regular napkins
on. Wow.
This genuinely sounds like the worst TV show I could ever...
Amazing. Thankfully, though, they did resolve what to do with the napkins in this episode.
I use paper napkins, and everything seemed okay.
Oh, thank God for that. Oh, wow. But then something else happens. Now we're on to the candle drama.
Look at this. You're lighting floating candles and everything. You really pulled out all the stops for this, didn't you?
I am going to impress once and for all.
Wait, is that smoking over there?
Oh, no.
It's stuck in the filter.
Oh, it's one of them tea-light candles, and it's stuck. It's stuck in the swimming pool. Mm. So the candles are floating in the swimming pool to create a nice ambience. Disaster strikes and the it's stuck in the swimming pool filter. Hate it when that happens in my pool, don't you?
Right. Is the reason why this show, is it so good to YouTube because nothing happens? So when one tiny little thing happens, it seems like a massive deal.
Well, you think the whole house is going to burn down because of the candles, but it didn't. Oh, sorry, plot spoiler if you haven't seen it. Hannah?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's when you're watching it, you're really engrossed. Honestly, it sounds like minor issues, but when you're watching it, it makes a napkin a big deal.
Yeah, they spin it out for two episodes.
Yeah, it is a massive thing. Like, I guarantee anyone out there, if you're thinking, nah, tea light's not my thing, give it a watch, because me and my friend were watching it and we were like, we got to watch the next one. It was really good.
So you're now officially addicted to Married to Jonas on E! Channel.
Officially am addicted.
My work here is done. Not so much on Storage Hunters, but you love Married to Jonas.
Out of 10, what are you saying?
Well, I said 9, I think.
Nine
out of 10. If it is on this weekend, like at a normal time, then I'll make it a 10.
Hey, guess what as well? I've just heard there's going to be a season 2, Hannah.
Yes. I know, I can't wait.
21st of April.
Oh, God, it's going to be amazing.
Okay, so Married to Jonas, good. And I will give you another show to watch tonight, another hidden gem, which I will recommend tomorrow, all right?
Well, you better make it good, mind.
Okay, mind. Bye, mind.
Have a lovely day, boys.
Love you, bye, mind.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, my bell arrived.
Oh, I can see.
Next day delivery? How good is that?
I can't believe you actually went through. This is going to take some explaining.
I bought an actual hotel bell. You know the ones that they have in old school hotels where you just ring for attention? Got it on the website. Same day. The next day.
Yeah.
It just arrived. And I was like, wow, that's really quick. It said allow up to 14 days. Imagine my surprise when the postman...
Well, I can't understand it, because when we talked about you ordering this bell, and all will be explained in a minute, but when we talked about you ordering this bell, it was in the pub and it was about 5-6 o'clock. So for it to arrive so promptly is impressive in itself.
We kind of need to explain the backstory to this.
Right. So we were in the pub and we're waiting to get served.
For a long time.
For a very, very long time.
I just wanted a Diet Coke, yeah?
And we'd sort of been standing there for 10 minutes, and out of nowhere I came up, I basically said, like, wouldn't it be great if you had one of those old-fashioned bells, like in hotels?
Hello? It wasn't even busy in there.
That you could just whip out and basically say, like, you start ringing it.
Should we do it today?
Ringing it for attention.
I quite fancy just going to random places with it today.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, go and just get my bell out.
Yeah. Yes. No, but I like it because they'll be like, because I bet you they respond. I bet you they go, Oh, bell. Yep, better serve him. But they weren't. Like, why have you bought a bell?
Where did that come from? It wasn't there before.
I think it could be our new favourite game.
Right, we're going to go out after the show and do this today. The Scott Mills Daily. It'd be nice if we could have one we can sing along to soon, Rihanna. That was Pour It Up on BBC Radio 1. Yeah, I've got so much money. Hello, Sarah Cox.
Hi, darling. I know, I like it when she's more like in my California king bed. You know, she's
only girl in the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Make a banger.
Finger touching finger, knee touching face.
What's that one?
Oh, California king bed. It's just the beginning of it.
Cool. How are you?
I am all right, thank you. You're very funny today.
Oh, thanks.
I love your lady who does your...
That's on.
I've got a hotel bell. I ordered it. It's good, isn't it? Like, you'll get instant service.
I missed all this chat because we were doing our Vine next door, which...
I'm just going to go out today and just take my bell out and see where it gets me. Like,
yeah, we're just going to...
Shops,
it, like, if there's a wait... We're just going to... He's going to whip it out and then...
I mean, obviously, if it's a long wait, only if it's a long wait. Otherwise, yeah. it appears to be rude. But I'm just going to get it out of my pocket.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Okay, because there's one guy who communicates through a bell, so that noise freaks me
out. Is there?
Out.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It could be you.
What are you saying? The lady... Oh, the TV reviewer lady, Hannah.
Oh, yeah, she's really nice. She really makes me laugh.
Well, you know.
I'm going to try and watch that show then. So Married to the Jonas.
Married to Jonas.
Married
it's
to
about
Jonas.
Kevin Jonas, one yeah. third of the Jonas
Well,
brothers.
He went from being the least attractive to the ugly one.
Yeah, he did in the space of a minute. Mm. Actually, I think he's kind of got a little bit better with age.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people do that. Some people grow into their faces. Greg James is one of them.
Yeah, I was one of those.
Because when he started here, you're one of them. You're quite dishy now.
Well, you say that, but like for a while, my features were too small for my massive moon face, and it's kind of it's working for me
because
now.
Because you do get some people, like my boyfriend works with a girl who I think has now left, but she was really nice. But she said he used to say that all her features were clustered in like a tiny area.
That does
face,
happen,
like size of a Scotch pancake.
Yeah,
all squidged in together,
what?
And then like a big, you know what I mean, like a playing field of space around,
massive loads of space with nothing. Thing going on.
Advertising space, essentially, if you had that kind of brain, wouldn't it? You could do all sorts on my forehead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could sell all sorts.
Well, it's an opportunity, maybe.
Yeah? Yeah. Chris, do you want to write anything on
I
my
should
forehead?
Ring Mrs. Mead. Offering advertising on Sarah Cox's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, my forehead.
As a business proposal.
I wear a headband.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
A massive banner on your head. What's on today, please?
We're doing dodgy balls, and we're also playing some lovely music. I'm quite excited because we're going to play some Lovable Rogues, you know, from Britain Got Talent.
Yeah. Oh, I love
so
them.
Sweet.
Yeah, they are sweet.
They're so sweet. And the Lord Cowell, I think, is in charge of them. So, darling.
Can we just quickly mention the most terrifying vine?
Yes, we didn't know it was terrifying until we did it. This is a new thing we're doing to sort of get people excited about the show. It's some clips of us in the studio faffing about.
Do you know about this, Scott? It's
on
really
Vine,
clever.
Yeah.
So it takes lots of short clips, bungs them all together in a tiny little video.
It's going to come into its own in like festivals and things like that. And parties,
right.
I think it'd be wicked.
But when you see the one that's just gone up on the Radio 1 Twitter, there's lots of sort of dodgy balls being thrown about.
There's dodgy balls. We show a bit of the music coming up and then we didn't realise what was in the background.
Well, if you don't know what he does, that's Sarah's producer just standing in the background staring very seriously.
But it looks like a horror film.
Without expression. It's one of the scariest things I think I've ever seen.
He's just really menacing in that.
It's worth
just
a look.
Stood there. Look at his stance. It just says horror.
He's 6'4", a Geordie. 6'4", pure strawberry blonde Geordie.
He's
just
not
looming
smiling.
In the background, not smiling.
You know the first time you see the murderer in films?
That's him. You know when you don't know if something's actually there and there's all that talk of like, you can see like a dead boy by the curtain.
Yeah, that's it.
Ignoring
that's
it.
That's the face. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 Free